Hi, my name is Zakai Renan. Welcome to my podcast, How to Heal Your Issues That Are Sabotaging Your Happiness and Success. Q&A with me, Master Zakai Renan. All right, so here we go. Question number one, how can you get over your old beliefs, programs, dramas, and traumas so these things are no longer blocking your happiness and success? There is no point whatsoever in trying to get rid of old stuff, old programs, old beliefs, etc., because your focus upon old stuff just re-energizes those old beliefs and programs and dramas and traumas, and then recreates new ones, new dramas through attraction of like-minded things with a similar vibration as those old dramas and traumas. So it's much more efficient to just create new stuff rather than trying to get rid of old stuff. Just focus on creating new stuff to create what you want rather than focusing on what you don't want. Because as soon as you focus on what you don't want, you just create more stuff that you don't want. So pre-pave your day every day with rituals of success, with meditations, affirmations, visualizations, etc., and then get happy and uplift your vibration. Then the past and your old dramas and traumas and old beliefs and old patterns do not matter, and none of them are any longer an issue in your life. And instead of your past being traumatic and dramatic and painful and full of regrets, etc., it is now simply those things are just the fuel of unwanted things that inspires you to now focus on creating the improvement that you desire and gives you the clarity of what you don't want and don't like, which is great. Because that gives you clarity about what you do want and do like. And then you got to focus there. Focus on what you do like and do want rather than what you don't like and don't want. The past is past. And even the present is technically the past as well, because they've already, you know, been created. All that, the present has already been paid. It already exists. It's already been created. And your point of power is in the now and your ability to focus on your desires that you want in the future and align to your source. Your power is in your alignment to your source and getting happy now. And then you'll manifest your desires into your physical reality. And then you can delight in your awesome magnificence that, hey, I created that. Your power of focus and your power of joy created that thing, that physical thing, from absolutely nothing but the thought of it. You created something physical from nothing but your desire. All right, so question number two. How can I heal the traumas of the past that seem to affect me now? And how can I keep those traumas from continuing to affect my future life? And the answer is, well, first of all, the past does not create your present or your future. The problem is people keep rehashing the past and worrying about their past and having regrets about their past and thinking that their past is going to affect their future and create their future, which creates their sort of recreates their past in the present and in their future. So you got to stop rehashing your past and banging the drum of your past and worrying about your past and regretting your past and being afraid that you're going to recreate your past and the past is going to keep recreating in your life. And as soon as you can leave your past in the past, that's why it's the past, then you won't continue to recreate your past in your present and in your future. It's as simple as that. And you can't heal your past either. So it's a 100% absolute waste of your powerful creative energy to try to heal your past, to try to fix your past, try to get rid of your past. Past is past, and there's nothing you can do to change that. You can't change the past, but you can change your perception of the past and become empowered by your past experiences rather than continuing to bang the drum of disempowerment and helpless and victim, etc., etc. The past is only dramatic and traumatic if you continue to believe in the lie that you are a disempowered victim or a perpetrator that is victimizing other people. Both sides of the coin are complete misperceptions. This is a universe of attraction, not assertion. And every single experience is an attraction, and nothing and no one can assert itself upon anyone without them attracting it in some way or another. So there is absolutely no such thing as a victim. Nada, 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 and never, 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 never. Hello, little bird visiting me in my window. There is no such thing as a victim. And every drama and trauma in your life, you attracted based on how you are thinking and how you were thinking. So in your past, you were primarily an unconscious thinker and a reactor. You reacted to your circumstances and your conditions and reacted to what other people were doing, and they were, and you were reacting and how they were reacting and what you were doing, and you either reacted positively or negatively. So you primarily lived your life reacting to circumstances, people, and conditions, and being unconscious that you were doing that reacting. You react just because that's what most people do. They react to conditions rather than creating conditions. So, and by living your life in a constant state of reaction, you essentially were always giving the power of your joy and therefore your prosperity and your happiness and your health and your fulfillment, etc., etc., away to others. And other people typically do the same thing. So if you want to, quote unquote, heal your past and therefore create a better future for yourself that is an improvement upon your past, well, then you've got to become a conscious and deliberate creator of reality and be a proactive creator and be an actor, a proactor, not a reactor. And instead of reacting to conditions and consciously create the conditions in your life by first getting happy and staying happy and building a solid base of joy so that it doesn't matter what kind of insanity is going on around you or on planet Earth, you're always happy and prosperous and empowered and fulfilled. All right, question number 3, how do I get rid of doubt and confusion? You can't get rid of doubt and confusion, so there's no point in trying. It's too late. By the time doubt and confusion has come, it is too late. You've already created it. The way to get over doubt and confusion is to not attract it in the first place. The only way to not be doubtful and confused or lacking in confidence or lacking in clarity and focus, lacking in awareness and wisdom is to create a solid base of clarity and focus and confidence and awareness. You get rid of doubt by being clear Get rid of confusion and overwhelm by being clear and focused and creating a solid base of clarity and focus and awareness and wisdom, etc. Get rid of a lack of confidence by creating a solid base of clarity and confidence, which naturally gives you great clarity, great confidence, great focus, etc., etc. You pre-create it. You procreate it. So, you get rid of lack of confidence by creating a solid base of clarity, which naturally gives you great confidence. Not confidence that you know the right way for everyone else, but only that you know the right way for you. It is a waste of your powerful creative energy to try to get rid of anything that you don't like and don't want, because your attention upon what you don't want only attracts more things to you that you don't want and you don't like. The only solution to anything you don't like and don't want is to focus upon what you do like and do want. The only solution is to create more things you do like and create the things that you do want. And you do that by becoming a conscious, deliberate creator of what you want, by pre-paving your day every single day, especially first thing in the morning when you still have source energy flowing through you because you have slept all night unconsciously in source energy. You've got to pre-pave your day, pre-set your daily intentions every day to pre-pave a smooth pathway ahead of you every day. And you do that with meditations and affirmations and visualizations and rampages of appreciation, and by anchoring the success principles and creating a solid, unshakable, positive, happy, confident mindset where you just naturally expect everything good and wonderful and happy and abundant to go your way. And of course, you can do that with my amazing success training by going to, what is my website? MasterKeysOfSuccess.com, MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. So pre-pave your way every day by raising your vibration into alignment with your source and with your desires. And then doubt and confusion and indecision, etc., cannot and will not come to you. Build a foundation of clarity and knowing and confidence and expectation of well-being, happiness, and abundance, and only good things will come to you every single day. Whatever you want physically in your life, you must create it mentally and emotionally first. Or a better way of describing it is create what you want in your mind first, enjoy the deliciousness of your desires, and then when your vibration rises because you are enjoying, imagining, and affirming your delicious desires, you will feel wonderful. And you know when you have raised your vibration because of this feeling of joy. And when you're vibrating this joy and delicious delight of your dreams and desires coming true, then they actually will come true. It has to. That's the way the law of attraction works. And that is the only way to make your dreams and desires come to you, because you can only have a happy result from a happy journey. If you are not enjoying the journey, you will never arrive at a happy destination. You will get lost and be confused and doubtful and unclear, and most of all, you'll be unhappy. Clarity of what you want is the greatest joy of all, and when you are clear about what you want, and when you are clear and aware, and you are having fun on the journey of consciously and deliberately creating your desires into physical reality, that is when you feel the most fulfilled. And when those deliberate creations manifest into your physical reality, that is when you will know your power and your unlimited worth. And you will feel your connection to all creation and feel the honor that the entire universe has for you as that unlimited, all-powerful creator of worlds. All right. Question number, whatever it is, 3 or 4. How can I heal my relationships and make them better and create and attract the relationships of my dreams? All right. First of all, anything you desire to be, do, or have in your life physically, you must create mentally and vibrationally first. In other words, you must become what you want yourself first, and then what you want that you have already become within yourself will come to you outside of you, so to speak. The character traits and the joy and the fun and the excitement and the honesty and the loyalty and the respect that you want from others, you must be all of those qualities yourself first to create and attract them. And when you're vibrating that, when you're vibrating those qualities, then you will attract like-minded people into your life, or like vibrational people into your life. Now, in regards to quote-unquote healing what you've got, the truth of the matter is you can't heal anything outside of yourself, and you can't heal anything of the past, which I've already talked about. You have no control over anything outside of yourself. So you have no creative control over anyone else and even your relationship with them. The only relationship you have any control over is your relationship with yourself and your own source self. And if you get into alignment with yourself, with your source, and with your desires, if you get into alignment with your naturally, unconditionally loving state, where your joy, love, and abundance are not dependent upon conditions and other people, you will naturally create and attract relationships that are similarly aligned vibrationally. It's always vibration first, feeling first. So it's vibration, and then you get a feeling because of the vibration. It's thought first, then vibration, and then feeling. And then, finally, the physical manifestation comes. It's get happy first, then physical conditions that match happiness manifest. So, in regards to creating happy, healthy relationships, it's get happy first, then happy relationships naturally will manifest into your life. Love first, unconditionally, then loving people will manifest into your life. So in regards to quote-unquote healing your present relationships, if you want to improve your relationship with anyone, you got to first improve your relationship with yourself. Here's where we get back to pre-paving your day, pre-paving your way every day. Before you interact with anyone, you got to start your day first connecting to you as source through meditation. Then you state your desires and your intentions of improvement in the form of affirmations and other processes in regards to other people through, you know, visualizations and rampages of appreciation and just writing the positive aspects of people and affirming the positive aspects of things that you desire. You know, where you write about the character traits that you desire in general in people, and specific character traits that you like, love, and appreciate in specific people in your life. And then, of course, those same character traits that you like, love, and appreciate in yourself and would like to have those in yourself. Your intention is not to change other people, because it is not anyone else's job to change for you so that you can be happy. Your morning rituals of success are about building a base of joy and appreciation that is not dependent upon what anyone else does or does not do. Your desired goal is to be happy, content, and fulfilled no matter what anyone else is doing. And when you can finally release everyone from prison and enslavement by being the source of your happiness, now you and them can finally be free to all be who and what you truly are, which is unconditional lovers, and your relationships will naturally improve as some relationships become more intimate and joyful, while others will just kind of drift away because those people just couldn't go to such a high vibrational state with you yet. You're just no longer a vibrational match, so you just naturally drift away. You don't have to fight against each other and try to get rid of each other. So your general intention in regards to relationships is general joy and love and respect, etc., but not from anyone specific. You don't need any specific person to change or improve so that you can be happy. If certain relationships do not improve because those other people just refuse to grow and expand, well, that is absolutely none of your business. And it's not your job to bang square pegs into round holes. It's your job to attract people who fit easily into round holes. It's not your job to change anybody so that you can be happy or so that they'll be happy and more prosperous. It's your job to just attract people that are of a like vibration that want to be happier and want to prosper. So you don't and can't, quote, heal, unquote, your relationships and make them even better. Your relationships don't need healing. You just need to create new, more wonderful relationships. But you can create, you know, like, just so you can't heal and get rid of old bad relationships, but you can create new and wonderful, delightful, fun, generous, caring relationships with the people currently in your life, and attract new people who are of that like-minded and like-hearted vibration by getting into alignment yourself. So again, you're not trying to change anybody with your alignment. You just get into alignment and then you attract the right people. All right, next question. How can I heal a physical issue? Well, similar to my answer for all the previous questions, the truth is you can't heal anything. Nothing is broken. Nothing and no one needs healing. You don't need healing. You're not broken. There's nothing wrong with you. And when you focus on healing or changing or improving or getting rid of something that already exists, your focus upon what exists and what is allegedly broken and needs fixing only creates and attracts more of what exists and more things that need fixing and more things that look broken. So your focus upon healing something implies that it is broken. And of course, whether it's a physical ailment, a disease, or a broken relationship, or lack of finances, broken finances, whatever you don't like and don't want and have a lack of, you know, something that you do want, it appears that something is broken. But that is a faulty premise, just solely based on appearance. Nothing and no one is broken. Everyone and everything is how it is because of past negative and lack and limited oriented thinking. So the solution is always to just change your thinking. Create better thinking, better feeling thoughts. Your disease exists physically because you have been entertaining quote unquote disease thoughts. You have been engaging in resistant, lack-oriented, judgmental, limited-oriented thoughts that have manifested into physical ailments and diseases and or diseases of your relationships or diseases of your finances, etc., etc., etc. But all of them, all of these issues, all of these quote-unquote broken things are diseases of the mind, physical issues, relationship issues, lack of money issues. They're all diseases of the mind. The lack of joy has created these things and these situations and these people and these physical ailments and these mental ailments, etc., etc., and these sucky life situations that are lacking in joy. Because like attracts like. It's as simple as that. Whatever you are feeling from this physical ailment, this quote-unquote disease, or this relationship ailment, or this financial ailment, guaranteed That is the same feeling you were feeling prior to manifesting this physical ailment or financial ailment or relationship ailment, etc., etc. Your stinking thinking has created this stinking situation. So the solution is not how do I heal this physical manifestation or how do I heal this financial situation or how do I heal this relationship. The solution is to improve the quality of your thinking to create what you want. Improve the quality of your thinking and you'll improve the quality of every single aspect of your life. The physical manifestations of your life are just a symptom of a much deeper problem. The disease that you have is not cancer or the COVID or AIDS or back problems or arthritis or bad relationships or money problems or foreclosure, etc., etc. Those are not your diseases. Those are just the symptoms of a much deeper disease, which is stinking thinking. Stop thinking in stinking, rotten, putrid, rancid, disgusting ways, and every single aspect of your life will improve, and your alleged physical diseases and your relationship diseases and your financial diseases will go away and be replaced by a happy, healthy, and wealthy and physical body and physical life and emotional life and financial life. So prepave your way every day with your conscious, deliberate intent of the kind of life that you desire to be, do, and have. And in no time at all, you will see the physical manifestations of those conscious and deliberate intentions. And settle for nothing but goodness. Nothing less than goodness. And goodness will always manifest in your life 24/7. So, you can't heal or change or get rid of or kill off anything that you don't like and don't want. You can only create what you do want. That is the only solution. That is the only healing. You cannot heal your issues or heal the discrepancies in your life or heal your past or heal your body or heal your mind. You cannot heal anything that actually already exists physically, but you can create completely new situations and improve every single aspect of your life by creating a new you, a new inner you, a new positive, unlimited, unconditional mindset. And you do that by pre-paving your new life, that new life and your new body and your new relationships and your new finances, etc., every single day, first thing in the morning. Now, if you'd like to become a conscious and deliberate pre-paver of your reality to consciously and deliberately create an absolutely amazing, joyful, exciting, prosperous, happy, healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life, then I recommend my Master Keys of Success and the Daily Success Rituals series of audio and video at MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. There will be a link in this post or in this video on YouTube. There will be a link to help you create what you want. So you get access to this amazing success series to help you pre-pave your way every single day to help you create the money and the relationships and the freedom and the fun you desire and help you make your dreams come true. That's MasterKeysOfSuccess.com. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did get something from it, bless your friends with these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you can get notifications of my next videos. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of a reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, healthy, wealthy, and abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation and an absolutely amazing, prosperous, and abundant, and adventurous, and fun 2022. And of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!